There it is.
It's a grave. It's probably somebody's dog.
Yeah, right. There's only one reason why you bury things out here.
Why?
Because you want to hide the evidence. I bet my Michael Jordan rookie card we find a maggot-ridden corpse.
Really?
Was the best. Run!
I wasn't that scared.
Yeah, right. It was cruel and immature.
Hey, excuse me for adding a little fuel to the fire.
Well, it wasn't funny.
Speaking of fuel to the fire, who's going tonight?
Me.
Ah, another gore fest?
My story is about a head of a different sort. An ancient wizard's good luck charm. Pick it up, and the world can be your oyster. But let the holder beware. This charm may be more than you bargained for. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Sorcerer's Apprentice. The story takes place today, but it began years ago. In fact, it truly began centuries ago. But I'm jumping ahead. Dean Burkham was the kind of guy who blended in. He didn't have many friends. He didn't do sports. And he never joined anything. He just kind of was. And he wasn't so great with schoolwork either.
Mr. Burkham? You are sinking to perdition.
One of Dean's only friends was Alex. Though she was his complete opposite, they really connected and had a great friendship. But it was a friendship about to be put to the ultimate test.
Thanks, I'm useless today.
You, huh?
What's up?
Another Crenshaw chemistry catastrophe.
Ooh, ugly.
I studied hard for this. I don't get it, Al. I can't catch a break.
Hey, if you keep thinking that way, you're always gonna get dumped on.
I know. I'm trying.
Hey, I have a feeling your luck's gonna change soon.
Great. As long as it doesn't get any worse.
In world cultures class, there was a special guest, a famous archaeologist named Dr. Oliver.
Archaeology. The study of historic or prehistoric peoples by analysis of their artifacts, inscriptions, and monuments. The work is often painstaking, but the results can take you on adventures that will stagger your imagination. For instance, the high priests of Babylon used this golden dagger to cut out the hearts of slaves for their sacrifices. This bowl was used for salt. Not as a spice, mind you, but as a weapon. Some ancient cultures believed that salt was the best way to ward off evil. Sort of like garlic is to vampires. And this little prize was recently excavated from an ancient Babylonian sorcerer's temple.
That thing belonged to a sorcerer?
Inscriptions say that this scepter belonged to Goth, a particularly nasty magician who enslaved thousands to do his evil bidding. The writings say that following Goth will bring you incredible fortune and good luck. Crossing him will lead to your destruction. Of course, we don't believe in such silly things today, do we?
Goth will bring you incredible fortune or lead you to your destruction. Oh, who's she kidding?
I thought it was kind of cool.
Give me a break. She's trying to make her job sound more exciting than it really is.
Maybe.
I'm going to the library. Want to come?
I got some stuff to do.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah.
It's become a passion for me, unlocking the secrets of ancient civilizations.
It's pretty cool.
Indeed. Take your time. Don't be afraid to touch. Maybe I found another convert. That's what I'm here for.
You may begin. Yes, Mr. Burkham.
Here's my test, Miss Crenshaw.
Is this supposed to be funny?
Is there a problem, Miss Crenshaw?
No. No problem. Thank you, Mr. Burkham.
Hey, Dean, Dean, wait up! What was that all about? Why didn't you take the test?
I did take it. I aced it.
No way.
What's the matter? Don't think I can ace a test? Maybe you think I'm useless, just like everybody else.
What? What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. Everything is finally right. And I'm gonna prove to everybody that I'm not the loser they think I am.
Dean!
But something was wrong with Dean, and Alex knew it. He wouldn't talk to her and started hanging with a whole new group of kids. And one day, things took a very strange turn.
Dean?
Mercuric acid? What does he want with that?
They create the mystic vapors. The return of Garth is at hand. Go!
Centuries for an apprentice such as you, young one.
The acolytes have been gathered. We are ready.
Excellent. There is one final task to be performed before I am freed from this infernal dimension of darkness.
I await your command.
Before the moon rises tonight, you must gather the nightshade and prepare the cauldron. The mystic vapors must be released.
The cauldron will be prepared.
Do this, my young apprentice, and all that you desire shall be yours. And the power of the universe will be mine.
Yesterday, on to a new school and new minds to reach. Can I help you with something?
Something really strange is going on here. It's that scepter thing she brought. It's got Dean hypnotized or something.
Relax, child. There's no reason to be alarmed. Join us and join God.
Alex, don't be scared. It's only me.
I am scared. What's going on? Dean, what are you doing?
You called it. My luck finally changed. I'm not getting dumped on anymore. I'm in charge, and I like it.
You're not in charge. It's this Goth.
Goth has given me the power, and I'm using it to bring him back.
Dean, he's a monster.
Look at what I've done. People follow me now. They take my orders. Half the school is with me, even the teachers.
Dean, look at me. He's controlling you. You've got to come back and fight this guy.
You're my best friend, Alex.
I am. Come back.
That's why I'm gonna let you go.
Don't get in my way. It doesn't matter anyway. He'll be one of us soon enough.
Dean? Mercuric acid? Sorry, Dean, it's police time.
Hurry. The moon will rise soon.
Let me go!
She followed us.
And she's ticked. Now back off. Are you crazy?
I gave you one chance to escape, Alex. I won't give you another. Put her in the van.
Dean, wake up!
Excellent. They're gonna boil her in that stuff.
What is it? Whatchamacallit acid?
Mercuric acid. I hate chemistry.
Now, the acid has to do with those mystic vapors, right?
Maybe.
So what happened next? Looks like Alex's goose is cooked.
Alex may have been backed into a corner, but she's resourceful.
Where are we going?
There's a place in the school not many people know about. It's been closed off for more than 25 years. They say a girl went mad in there. She broke into the school one night. The guards chased her all over. When they found her, she was down here. Totally out of her mind. The room's been sealed off ever since. Until tonight, that is. Got the key from the security guard. He is one of us now. It's the perfect place to make our cauldron of mystic vapors.
You'd want to stay for the main event.
Stop it, Dean! Stop it now!
Open the barrels! Pour the acid. Soon, my master, you will be with us. The Belladonna leaves! I told you too late. I'm far too powerful now.
Mystic vapors. I've done it. Rise, mighty Goth. Your apprentice calls to you. My path, Goth, master of Stygia.
fine arts has returned from exile in the dark netherworld to take my rightful place on the throne of humanity. Bow before me or feel my wrath.
No, go back!
You are the one who interferes. You must be eliminated.
Need help!
Alex, what's going on?
Do not interfere. The girl is mine.
Alex, I'm stuck. I can't move.
Patience, my slave. I will return for you soon enough.
Dean, do something!
You should be honored. You shall be the first victim of my reign.
Dean!
Alex, the chlorine! Use the chlorine!
Fear not, the pain will not last long.
Pour it in the pool!
Happening. The nightshade. It's... No!
What happened?
Sorry, Alex. It was like he had control of me.
I know.
But how did you know the chlorine would stop him?
It was on Crenshaw's chemistry exam. Chlorine kills bacteria, and the leaves were organic, so I figured it would zap him. I guess I was right.
Yeah, I guess you were. Welcome back.
I'm afraid we failed. But I planted jewels in high schools all over the country. We'll have another chance. And to think, when I was a young girl, they thought I was mad.
The end.
I smell a sequel.
Yeah. World's doomed.
Well, on that cheerful note, I declare this meeting of the Midnight Society closed.